Christians Brace for Religious Freedom Changes in Ukraine. A ministry is shipping a unique kind of aid into Haiti, and a prayer initiative is underway for Africa. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Ukraine, where Christians are concerned they could lose religious freedom. February 7th marks the date for a runoff election which pits the villain in the 2004 presidential election, Viktor Yanukovych, against Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko, who took first and second place in the elections. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba is concerned if Yanukovych wins.
He will follow the Russian example, and religious freedom will have a lot more problem. He will limit Christian activity. He will control non-for-profit organizations, mission activity, and he will give a priority to Orthodox Church.
Rakhuba says their work will continue no matter what.
We continue training national leaders despite of any political implications. It will be more difficult. It will be more restricted. We have to be more proactive, more creative how to equip the national leaders. But the ministry belongs to them. And we're praying that the political circumstances will provide more freedom for them.
Your support is needed for next-generation church leader training. Meanwhile, Faith Comes by Hearing is providing a different kind of relief for the victims of the Haiti earthquake. John Wilkie says,
we're trying to send down 3,000 solar-powered audio Bibles, we call them proclaimers, to pastors that we have relationship down there with, to minister to the spiritual, emotional needs of the Haitians.
Faith Comes by Hearing has received some flack for sending Bibles instead of food. But Wilkie points out the ministry is not a relief agency, and the Haitians need Christ more than ever.
Obviously, these people need food, shelter, and water right now to survive, and they need to be rescued out of the rubble. But in the long term, they need to know who the God of the Bible is and be able to follow Him. So supplying the Word of God in their own native language is a way to help minister to their needs.
Wilkie believes
listening to that in their own language could provide the inspiration, the direction, the motivation to make it through this.
To sponsor a proclaimer, visit our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Every Child Ministries wants you to join them in prayer for the unreached. Co-founder Lorella Rouster says the ministry has started a prayer project.
We have issued a prayer guide called Prayer for the Dark Places, and it features four major topics for prayer, which would be like one for each week for a month of prayer.
These four topics are focused on four groups of people in Africa. Two are unreached people groups, Karamojong and Bagara. One is a religious group and the other is the Lord's Resistance Army. Rouster says prayer is the only way these groups will turn to Christ.
We're just trusting God for a breakthrough in these four very difficult areas. We know that nothing can be done really without prayer, because these things are way beyond the capacity of what any person can do.
You can start your prayer guide at any time. We have a link to it at our website. And to conclude our Partners International series, we turn to Indonesia. Partners' response following Sumatra's October quake has opened doors to a closed people group. Carlos Calderon says,
they're staying with them, suffering with them, eating with them, sleeping where they sleep, basically being part of their family.
International agencies provided immediate relief following the magnitude 7.6 quake.
And it's good for people to have food to eat for 3 weeks, but what do you do afterwards?
Partners help survivors rebuild their lives.
We arrive later with ongoing assistance, retraining for the women, education for the children, ideas on income generation for the men.
Demonstrating Christ's compassion in times of crisis, Partners wins lives to the kingdom.
By the time they open their mouth, people already believe them. It's yes, absolutely. We know because we have seen your life.
Call our resource line to help Partners double their ministry efforts. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can you imagine your life without fear? Mission Network News would like to help you with Max Lucado's book, Fearless, for a gift of any amount. It's a book that shows how life can be lived with confidence and joy when fear is replaced with faith. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.